You're listening to a special edition of The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. We're imagining it's Christmas Day, 1941.
We're here on Christmas Day, 1941. In a minute, we're going to hear how some ordinary Americans are feeling about the war we're about to fight. But first, we have some news from Washington. Celeste?
Hi, John. Yes, just last night, President Roosevelt gave a major address from the south portico of the White House during the lighting of the National Community Christmas Tree. The president was joined this Christmas Eve by his new ally, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, Winston Churchill. We have some tape from that speech all the way from Washington. And President Roosevelt seemed to address people who might be wondering if they should still celebrate Christmas when so many Americans are about to be sent to war.
How can we give our gifts? How can we meet and worship with love and with uplifted spirit and heart in a world at war? A world of fighting and suffering and death. How can we pause, even for a day, even for Christmas Day, in our urgent labor of arming a decent humanity against the enemies which beset it?
Roosevelt pointed out that Britain has been in this situation for some time already, and then he turned the microphone over to British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, who reflected on the wartime holiday.
This is a strange Christmas Eve. Almost the whole world is locked in deadly struggle, and with the most terrible weapons which science can devise, the nations advance upon each other. Ill would it be for us this Christmastide if we were not sure that no greed for the land or wealth of any other people, no vulgar ambition, no morbid lust for material gain at the expense of others, had led us to the field. Here in the midst of war, raging and roaring over all the lands and seas, creeping nearer to our hearths and homes. Here amid all the tumult, we have tonight the peace of the spirit in each cottage home and in every generous heart. Therefore we may cast aside for this night at least the cares and dangers which beset us and make for the children an evening of happiness in a world of storm.
Churchill is reportedly in Washington to plan the strategy for the war, and tomorrow he's going to address a joint session of Congress, the first by a foreign leader.
Voices there of two leaders waging this war. The formality of leaders who have to speak to the whole world. But here on The Takeaway, we like all kinds of voices, and we're going to turn now to some people who agreed to sit down for our microphones at the U.S. Library of Congress, thanks to a young fellow named Alan Lomax. Ordinary Americans, voices of ordinary Americans, you're going to hear them all hour. And we're going to start with two people from Austin, Texas, Mr. and Mrs. Jurosik. Mrs. Jurosik, let's start with you. My first question is really, are you for or against this war?
Well, I'm for it.
And you have a son that's going to fight, and you're ready to see him go off to fight?
They got to fight.
Why do they have to fight, Mrs. Jurosik?
Well, they've been attacked, so they've got to fight.
Well, let me talk to your husband then. Mr. Jurosik, what do you think we're fighting for here?
Well, we are fighting those greedy dictators. It's for the greedy gain that they're trying to make. They're trying to take stuff that don't belong to them.
Who does it belong to?
Well, rightfully, that's like Czechoslovakia belongs to Czechoslovakia. Poland belongs to Poland. Holland belongs to Holland, but Hitler's took it over.
What do you think about this country, the United States? Do you think it's the land of liberty?
It's the best country under the sun.
And you, Mrs. Jurosik?
Well, I think it is now, and I think that's the reason we got to fight, to keep it that way.
And you two think war is the only way to keep it that way?
Yes, because I believe they're going to win the war.
No doubts about going to war?
Yes. Well, the country wouldn't be any good if let them have it.
I've got a son in the Army.
That's what I understand.
Served 3 years, and they called him back. He's been back about a year now.
In the reserve.
And you're fine that he's going to be on active duty now?
Well, wherever he's needed, he's ready to go, and I'm willing for him to go.
If you were eligible, would you go?
I'd like to go, but they wouldn't have me. My age would bargain.
Now, you're a working man. Do the other union men that you know in Austin have the same opinion? Would they all pick up and go?
Well, I believe the majority of them would go. But you'll always find men that would rather stay at home than anywhere else.
After it's over, what kind of peace do you think we ought to make with Japan, with Italy, and Germany?
Well, of course, that can be my honest opinion, you know. I think they ought to set up a different form of government over.
Do you think they should have any power?
I think they ought to do away with some certain countries and do away with their tongue.
The tongue? You're talking about the language. Which languages should we do away with?
One's German. Don't let him speak it anymore. Divide Germany into other little countries there. Give each one of them a slice of it and do away with it.
What do you think about that, Ms. Jurassic?
Well, I think that it shouldn't be in Germany anymore. I think they've caused enough trouble. I think when they whip them, they ought to not have Germany anymore.
You blame the Germans more than anyone else?
I do. I don't dislike the German people. I know a lot of German people that I don't dislike, but I remember in the World War before, the way the thing went, and my children's daddy died from the effects of the World War, and now I've got a boy I got to go, and Germany's caused the whole thing, and I just think that Germany's caused enough trouble that we don't need any Germans.
And you feel the same way, Mr. Jurassic?
Exactly. I think that they ought to do away with that one country.
Well, what about Japan?
I don't think there's going to be much to Japan after the war.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Mr. and Mrs. Joe Jurassic. Thanks for talking with us.
Coming up in a minute, why Uncle Sam wants you to buy war bonds. It's 1941 on The Takeaway.
Gasoline is an important defense material. Use it economically.
Don't gossip about ship movements or about the fact that a friend in the armed forces is being transferred to some outlying base. New York City's own station, WNYC,